Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili Ili Honganji. Mo'ili Ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at the temple services and activities after the pandemic. If you go to our internet website at www.moilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Michael Sorokubo in memory of his mother, Mrs. Chiyoko Sorokubo. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Blaine Higa of Kona Honganji. Good morning, Reverend Higa.
Aloha. Thank you for joining me as we take a moment to hear the Dharma and to celebrate the working of wisdom and compassion in our lives. Have you been enjoying the cooler weather and noticing how early the sun has been setting these days? We are quickly approaching the end of the year, and as a popular TV show taught us, winter is coming. 2020 has been quite a year, hasn't it? I don't think anyone imagined how challenging and life-changing things would turn out to be. The ongoing pandemic, along with the civil and political unrest we are facing as a nation, has certainly tested our resilience. This darkness in the world often seems overwhelming, and we have been desperately searching for some glimmer of hope. I recently came across a Facebook post by my former seminary instructor, the Reverend Dr. Seigen Yamaoka, who is also a retired bishop of the Buddhist Churches of America. He said, "To come out of darkness, we must open our eyes to the light." I was struck by how these simple yet profound words powerfully reminded me of how we are capable of cultivating hope in times of difficulty, and how the past 9 months did indeed have moments of light. Now with winter quickly approaching, we are facing the reality of disrupted holiday celebrations due to a dramatic rise in COVID cases. This sobering truth, compounded with our collective weariness and the creeping doom of the season, will undoubtedly be difficult for many of us. However, we should remember that this is only one moment in time and that we have much to be hopeful for, despite our many challenges. The holidays will look and feel different this year. We will not be able to travel, to see our loved ones, and we will not be able to gather with family and friends in the traditional way. However, this doesn't mean we should let the holidays simply pass us by. This can be a time for us to reflect on how we have adapted and risen to meet our challenges with determination and grace. We should also celebrate the healing power of connection and human kindness, which have been bright lights during the long darkness of this pandemic. Recently, I've been reading a lot about how we can prepare for the holidays. While there are many tips for dealing with our emotional and mental health, a common piece of advice experts offer is to reflect on and to practice gratitude. I know this is easier said than done, especially when life has been so difficult. However, cultivating a heart of gratitude is an essential part of the Shin Buddhist path. Gratitude is a powerful spiritual practice that can transform and heal and is a way of fortifying our resilience in times of difficulty. As I let Reverend Yamaoka's word settle in, I began reflecting on my journey through this year, with all of its struggles, as well as the moments of light that have kept me going. In this deep self-reflection, I discovered my true self, which is sustained by all things. For me, this is the profound spiritual practice of hearing, reflecting, and responding to Amida Buddha's voice of compassion working in my life. Let me share with you what I mean by this. Since the pandemic began, there have been many days where I simply could not see the light despite the sun shining all around me. The daily struggle of putting one foot in front of the other, trying to manage the chaos of life, narrowed my vision and dimmed my perception. However, there are moments of human kindness that pierce through the darkness, revealing the light that is ever present in our world. A few months ago, after a particularly rough day at the office, I returned home to find a bag of fruits and vegetables on the wall next to my garage. There was no note, but I knew exactly who had left it. From time to time, this temple member generously shares the bounty from his farm. He never stops to chat, but quietly drives by and leaves a bag for me. I never manage to catch him, but have seen him drive away a few times. I'm always grateful for his generosity, and it reminds me of how my life is sustained by the kindness of others. On this occasion, his simple gift brought a smile to my face as the tension of the day melted away. I also felt a little ashamed of being so consumed by my darkness. My heart was opened by his kindness, and my eyes were now able to perceive the light illuminating my world. This is the inconceivable working of Amida Buddha's vow manifesting in our lives. In the Shoshinge, the hymn of true and trusting, Shinran Shonin says, "But though the light of the sun is veiled by clouds and mists, beneath the clouds and mists there is brightness, not dark." Here, Shinran is reminding us that there is light even in our darkest moments, and that we have the ability to persevere because of Amida's embrace. This is why Shin Buddhism is a path of realistic optimism, in which we learn to appreciate the fullness of life with all of its ups and downs. The late Shin Buddhist scholar Taitetsu Unno once described the Pure Land Path as taking place by descending into the valley, the shadow of the mountains. He believed that it was in the valley and shadows where Shin spirituality flourishes, because it is where we encounter the dynamic working of Amida Buddha's wisdom and compassion. This metaphor illustrates Shinran's fundamental spiritual insight of accepting our full humanness, which leads us to a life of transformation, healing, and compassionate action. Shinran's spiritual path was one of critical self-reflection about his own limitations as a human being by awakening to the activity of perfect wisdom and compassion in his life. This radical shift in perspective is the promise of the Dharma. The Buddha's teachings help us to understand and to manage life with greater kindness, compassion, and equanimity. In the Pure Land Path of Shinran, the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu, is the promise from Amida Buddha to embrace, never to abandon. Namo Amida Butsu holds us in both our joys and our sorrows, and transforms our ignorance into wisdom, our greed into generosity, and our anger into love. Namo Amida Butsu can help us meet life's challenges with greater courage, comfort, and peace. When we open our hearts to the working of Amida, we can be led out of darkness and into light. In our daily lives, we often fail to recognize these quiet moments of awakening. However, these simple acts of kindness remind us there is a light in the darkness, and there is always hope for transformation and change. We simply need to open our eyes to see it. May you find rest, renewal, and hope this holiday season within the embrace of great wisdom and compassion. Namo Amida Butsu. Mahalo for listening.
Thank you, Reverend Higa, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, December 13th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Bodhi Day service will be Barbara Brennan. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mr. and Mrs. Sorokubo, and our speaker, Reverend Blaine Higa. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Satoshi Tomioka of Pune Honganji. Namo Amida Butsu.